Hello, this is Mary Mazzilli from Theatre Voice. I'm here to speak to Willy Cao, major figure in the contemporary dance scene here in China. Willy Cao is the founder of three major companies, the Hong Kong City Contemporary Dance Company and the Guangdong Modern Dance and Beijing Dance LDTX. If you could please give a short introduction about these three companies.
Okay. The three companies, the oldest one is City Contemporary Dance Company from Hong Kong. It was established in 1979 and it's in its 37th year. And the company was started originally as a private company. And it's just myself and a few of my friends decided to have something fun. But after a few years, we did some performance and enjoyed such a success in the community. And then the government at that time in the 80s, early 80s, the Hong Kong government decided that it's about time to cultivate some local culture. So then they came and asked whether we would like to have some government support to run the company. And then we started to receive the government subvention. So at them, the year 2012, we are now receiving at about 50% of our annual budget from the government. And then in 1992, the Guangdong province in China also decided to started a new the first professional modern dance company in China. And then since Hong Kong and Guangzhou is so close together, so they the government came to me and asked me if I would be interested in helping to set up this company. And I said yes, and then we had this Guangdong Modern Dance Company in China in 1992. And of course, this year is its 20th anniversary. And the Guangdong Modern Dance Company in the beginning was a totally government-subvented, government-controlled, and government-owned company. But in the year 2004, the Guangdong province, they decided to have a cultural reformation, meaning trying to move all these government-controlled performing arts company into a new way of running, meaning asking the private sector to come in to help run the company. So in 2006, the company has officially changed its status from a government public institution to a privately run and owned company. So the company right now is run by a board of directors, and directors are from some appointed people from the Guangdong government and also some businessmen from other industry. So and then of course the board of directors, they are responsible to collect all these money for the company. Mm. And but the company is run on a they are asking me to be the company director of it. So it is run just like any Western companies in this international scene. And then in the year 2005, also in Beijing, the central government also adopted this new policy that they are encouraging the private sector to run, to register performing arts companies. So I took the first chance to register this Beijing Dance LDTX. Mm. So the Beijing Dance LDTX was really a private company, and we registered under a business registration. So we pay tax just like mm-hmm. every other company, but we enjoy a certain autonomy, you know. And we are now doing works that, you know, we don't have to be responsible to anybody. So it's a very good way of doing things now in China.
Okay, and could you tell me a bit more about your background as a choreographer, dancer?
Okay, and I was born and raised in Hong Kong, and I had the opportunity to study in the Washington State of America, which is in the northwest of USA, and then in the college, in the first year, I happened to see a course called Modern Dance, and then I just took one class, and then I enjoyed it so much. And then it became a very important part of my study in the 4 years college. But of course, upon my graduation, I did not realize how it influenced my future career. So I did not even declare dance as my major. And so actually, my major was the business administration, with the full understanding that I would return to Hong Kong to take over my family's business, which is basically textiles, garment factories, and printing press. But then, of course, when I returned to Hong Kong, I decided that I really enjoyed dance so much, so I asked some of my friends at that time. We have shared a similar background, and then we got together and formed this company. In the beginning, we thought that we just do something privately for our own pleasure. But then it becoming so big and so noticeable that the government stepped in, and then it changed the whole cultural life in Hong Kong. Yeah.
And you say that the company at the time reflected your artistic vision. And what was your artistic vision to start with?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, for me, modern dance is not about a nation or something big. It's only about a very personal statement. And so everyone is entitled to express his viewpoint through his own body. So it's a very private kind of art form. So when I look at a company, when I say I want a company, meaning I want to share this opportunity with my fellow dancers and artists, meaning everyone in the company has this equal right to express himself, and then it should be very open-minded and supportive to each other. So I see my company, the three companies, they are all vehicles for independent artists to perform their own works. So meaning in that sense, it is not a company exclusively for any singular choreographer. So the company is really a collective of superb dancers, you know, who could perform everything, anything, and then they are willing to use their body as a machine, a vehicle to express the artist, the choreographer's mind. And who are the choreographers? The dancers themselves could be the choreographers, or we could invite outside peoples to come to choreograph for the companies. And so my artistic vision for these companies is they are a platform for the artist to express. So they are not any one of this company has an identity or a signature, you know, but they will change when the time changes, when there are different directors coming in, different choreographers coming in. They are bringing the personality, their thoughts, their artistic understanding, and they will have their marks on the company, but the company will be able to perform different choreographers' work. And also, I think for me, contemporary dance is not a Western art form, and it is an art form that equally shared by artists in the world. So everyone is entitled to speak freely with his own body, and so that's what I convince my government to have this freedom for this company to do their own stuff.
Okay. And Who do you think are the major players in contemporary dance nowadays?
Well, nowadays there are lots of talented choreographers coming in. Of course, in contemporary dance, you always look at the choreographers, the brain behind the dance. And there are many talented and beautiful choreographers and dancers as well, of course. But we have like Shen Wei, who's now based in New York, and he's one of the first batch of students from in Guangzhou, receiving the modern dance training in Guangdong Modern Dance Company. And then there right now the executive artistic director of the Beijing Dance LDTX, Li Hanzhong, and his wife Ma Bo, and they are also very well known in the international dance scene. Their work's been performed in Europe, in Australia, in United States, everywhere, all over the world. And also this is a resident choreographer of the Guangdong Modern Dance Company's Liu Qi, and she's a very talented choreographer, and her work is a fusion of the classical Chinese dance and the contemporary dance. So the sense of aesthetic is very different from everyone else. And then there's also Sang Ji Jia, who is a Tibetan, and he's been studying in Guangdong Modern Dance Company, and then he worked in Hong Kong, and then he got this scholarship and worked with William Forsythe in Germany for many years, and then he's now returning to China and becoming the resident artist of the Beijing LDTX. And then also there's Xin Liang, who's been who's now resident in Hong Kong, and he's I would say one of the most beautiful contemporary dancer and choreographers in China. And he's producing works for many different companies and traveling all over the world. So these are just a few names, but there are more that, you know, I could, you know, speak all day.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And how would you say the dance scene has changed in the last few years?
The dance, yes. In the beginning, you know, during the Cultural Revolution in the 70s, you know, contemporary dance was considered some Western evil spirit from the capitalism that that was not to be mentioned in China. But then, of course, starting in 1979, the Cultural Reformation and the government trying to open in the open door policy, you know, that they are starting to accept this foreign influence. So contemporary dance is one of those things that they are allowing it to, but not encouraging it. Mm-hmm. So I remember first time when I took the Hong Kong City Contemporary Dance Company to China to perform. It was very under heavily guarded eyes. You know, so it is not really completely free or opened. But then, of course, when things moving forward. And I see there's this gradually a lot of interest, especially among the young people. Mm-hmm. So I remember in the early 90s when I started the Guangdong Modern Dance Company, I received a lot of questions from the press. They're asking, you know, we have in China, we have 5,000 years of culture. Why do we need these foreign things? Mm-hmm. But of course, after like in the year 2005, I started to receive these questions from the press. They say, why are the modern dance so popular now in China? You know, so I think it's a major shift of the focus. You know, whereas before they thought of this direct confrontation of the Western and Eastern culture, mm-hmm. and then they consider contemporary dance is a Western form of culture. But then nowadays, they with the development of China as a world power, and they are, it's the country itself is becoming part of this contemporary culture. So they don't no longer consider there's a conflict between the contemporary and the traditional, because China is, you know, this is this is something graduate developing into this contemporary stage. So they are a world leader in the contemporary arts and contemporary development. So I think this is the sense of merging into this world stage that gives this kind of a different mentality. And so I think it's much easier for me to promote contemporary dance. In fact, nowadays in China, there are so many young dancers interested in contemporary dance that are forming their own companies in different cities, not in the major cities like Beijing, Guangzhou, or Shanghai, but in the smaller cities. And they are, you know, seeing dancers, they are just with this self-assurance that they just, you know, want to show their works to some friends, and then they're forming their little companies. Very difficult to survive, but somehow they manage, and then they persevere. So I think it's a very encouraging sign.
Okay, brilliant. And you were talking about the West with the East. Mm-hmm. But would you say that contemporary dance is doing in China, is it creating a Chinese style of contemporary dance, mm-hmm. or is it not typically Chinese, or does it not? Does it have to be typically Chinese?
No, I think when you talk about contemporary dance, you're talking about individual dancers and choreographers. There's no one single Chinese contemporary dance. We have so many dancers, and each one of them is so different. Some of them with, you know, they like to do some fusion between Chinese and Western, and some like to break away entirely from the tradition. Some would really like to direct attacking the tradition, and some are using this contemporary art as something to comment on the present society, or criticize the Western, or criticize the Eastern. I think it's so many forms. So many forms. Mm. So I hate people when they are saying, is there one single style of Chinese contemporary dance? And I think, well, this is not the case, because contemporary itself, meaning embracing and encompassing a lot of variety. And only if we have this in mind, that contemporary dance, you know, when it happened in the States, you don't ask, you know, what is the single American contemporary dance, or American modern dance, what is this like? You know, and you think of Martha Graham, you think of Cunningham, you think of Paul Taylor, you think of Twyla Tharp. There's so many, and each one of them is so unique and so different. Same as in China, the Chinese contemporary dance. When we think of Chinese contemporary dance, we are thinking of all these different artists with different mentality. Some of them, they're even contradicting to each other's. Mm-hmm. And I think it's healthy this way. And if there's one day, if someone coming and say, oh, the Chinese contemporary dance is this and only this, then it is a big problem.
Okay, very interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, that your companies were partially funded from the government, mm-hmm. and there is still some government in involvement in them. Mm-hmm. But would you say that you're pretty free to explore things?
Oh, yes, I think so. There are, you know, always there's some taboo in certain society. Like in France, you never talk about Nazism, mm-hmm. right? In Israel, you don't talk of anti-Semitism, right? I mean, there's certain things that in the society, it's either by the law or by the public consensus that you don't talk about it. And if you talk, if you really insist in doing it, you are getting in trouble. And I think also in China, yes, we do, you know, I did ask the government what are the things that we are not supposed to do. You know, first of all, it is a complete nudity, you know, still not allowed on the stage, you know, when you are performing in China. And then there's also issues like independence of Taiwan, independence of Tibet. You know, you are not promoting this kind of things on the China stage. And other than that, I mean, you're pretty free to do whatever. And one funny thing is, there was one French company, you know, we are inviting the French company coming to perform on the stage in China, and then they had some text, you know, they're using words, and then they said, they were so worried, and then they asked me, oh, we have this word dictatorship, do you think it is allowed? Can we say this word on stage? And I said, of course you can, you know, but I think it's a lot of Western misconception of China, you know, that they thought, oh, China is very still under dictatorship, you know, and it's strictly, there's no, the artists had to say things that the government want them to say and not allowed to say something different, but it is no longer the case. And especially in the modern dance, because it is not a public mass thing, you know, unlike the internet, you know, yes, you the China, they control the internet message very strictly, but the same happened in the States or in Europe when we faced the terrorism, you know, and they are monitoring it, you know, very carefully. When it comes to the big mass public thing, you know, it is, yes, there's certain control, you know, they do not want, you know, people spread, you know, messages that might causing a lot of problem here or there. But in the performing arts stage, it's very contemporary stage when we're performing works in a theater, you know, and we consider these people who are buying tickets to come to a theater to see things, and these are the mature people with a very clever mind, and they want to see something different, something avant-garde, something challenging. So I think in the world of the theater, it is actually quite free.
Okay, brilliant. And just to conclude, another thing, you have the Festival of Guangzhou, any highlights?
Well, actually this in the festival in Guangzhou is the first time the government actually giving us money to run it. In fact, the whole festival in the past 8 years was run by the company. But this year is the first time the government actually are sponsoring it and acknowledged it as part of the government event. Mm. But of course, the whole event was still conducted as before. You know, we are the sole organizers, and so we have all the decision power to decide which program we want. The first part is what we call the China focus, you know, so we are bringing with our connections, we have managed to bring the really most avant-garde and most talented companies from all over China to perform. This particular thing attract a lot of international festival planners and organizers. They make a special trip to come to Guangzhou because here they can see almost all the interesting newly developed contemporary dance in China. So they don't need to make a lot of trips to different cities to try to catch all these shows. So, but this is the major platform for all these Chinese artists. And then, of course, the second part is what we call the world stage. You know, then we are bringing artists from different countries, and they are showing their work in China so that they can share the work, their works with the Chinese audience and with the Chinese artists. So it is a very good place for them to share and to do their cultural exchange. And then the third part is what we call the master series. You know, in the evening we will have the three major Chinese contemporary dance companies perform, and also we every year we invite three good, you know, top companies from the world to come to China, so that we have six nights of performances. You know, each night featuring one company, three nights, three companies from China and three companies from the world. So it's kind of creating a dialogue Mm-hmm. You know, people can see the difference and see the development and see the difference. I think it's a good thing, you know, mm-hmm. when they look. It's not necessarily saying who is better or which program is the best, but you can see these different voices in the same festival, you know, and this is the reason we want to host this. And so that to let the Chinese audience to know that there are so many variety and so many choices, and hopefully at the end they will realize in the world of contemporary dance it is not what is the best, but they will see this is a very different world that full of different choices.
Okay, and mm-hmm. also you have the festival in Beijing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. Is it in a similar format?
No, the Beijing festival happened in July and it is more designed for the Chinese public because this is a summertime, and so in the festival, yes, we do have a lot of programs, but these programs I was especially proud of one program, what we call the Youth Dance Marathon. This is a platform that we are open to all who wanted to create their works. And we have no restriction. I mean, yeah, of course they cannot do it naked on stage.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can, you know, whoever they have idea and they can come and do their works on stage. So it's a really completely open platform. And we have no censorship, no standard, you know, mm-hmm. saying, okay, you're not good enough and you're not allowed to be in this festival. So it's really open, and it managed to attract so many young people from all over the country. We have, you know, last time, this July, it just happened, we have over 22 cities, you know, over 300 young people coming, bringing their own works to show in the Youth Dance Marathon.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a huge thing now. Mm.
So the both festivals, how old are they?
Well, the Guangdong Festival, it says this year it will be this ninth edition, the ninth year, and the Beijing, actually we just did this of this scale this year the first time, but we have another four times before, but that's a much smaller scale. But this year in July, just past July, mm. we did this festival. It was like a 2 weeks event, and we have the dance camp, we have the dance marathon, we have the evening professional performances, and we have another stage we call the alternative stage for more avant-garde and daring things. So it's I would say the Beijing one is more like a carnival,
mm-hmm.
and the Guangdong one is much more on a professional level with people coming to hoping to see the creme de la creme in the Guangdong thing.
Okay, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And just a last thought about perhaps the British theatre, the British mm-hmm. dance scene. What is your opinion on the British dance scene?
well, of course, I know a lot of friends from England, and also I've seen a bit. In fact, we just collaborate with one company from Edinburgh, Scotland, UK, and Janice Claxton, and so we share a stage in Beijing, and then also we had a very good relationship with the British Council. They are always bringing in artists, you know, choreographers and dance companies to perform in China, in Hong Kong. So we had a very good relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think British dance scene is very vibrant. You know, they have all these artists. I know the economy hurts recently. You know, I know like the Dance Umbrella, the budget was cut severely, you know, from last time when I met them. But I just wish them all luck, and, you know, hopefully they will, you know, survive and persevere.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And we hope also to see you in Britain with one of your shows.
I hope so. Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.